Alongside the formal presentations in the Synod Hall, however, the three-week meeting also includes some lighter and uplifting side events, including a concert on Thursday evening in the presence of both Pope Benedict and the Italian President Giorgio Napolitano. The event, entitled Young People Against War, is being held to commemorate the 70th anniversary of the outbreak of World War II. It includes work by Gustav Mahler and Felix Mendelssohn, performed by an orchestra of outstanding young musicians from 10 different countries. The concert has been organised by the Vatican's Council for Promoting Christian Unity, together with the German Embassy to the Holy See and the European Culture Forum of Mainau.
It was placed during the time of the African Synod, especially also for giving a sign that a lot of wars and conflicts in Africa are based and caused by European history.
Father Oliver Lal works at the Council for Christian Unity. He told me more about the highly symbolic significance of this cultural event taking place during the Synod for Africa. Father Oliver Lal, you've been involved in the organisation of this concert marking the 70th anniversary of the outbreak of World War II. Tell us a bit more about it, about who's going to be there first of all.
First of all, there will be the Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, who accepted the invitation and made himself one of the most important supporters of the idea of the concert to reconcile and to give a sign of peace for the world also. And there will be also the President of the Republic of Italy, Giorgio Napolitano. And that's very important. Both of them were on the different sides during the war, both of them as a German, as an Italian, then at the end, and partisan President Napolitano. And so that's a big sign and a very good sign also for the future generations, the younger generation, that you can overcome, you can become friends, and you can have new relations among states, nations, who had a terrible war, had a lot of loss, and so I think it will be a good and a very important thing this evening.
The choice of music is very significant, isn't it?
It's Mendelssohn and Mahler, two Jewish-born composers. Both became Christians, Mahler Catholic, Mendelssohn Protestant. Mendelssohn was baptized when he was a child already, and his whole family converted. Mahler was baptized Catholic because he wanted to become and was nominated director of the Vienna Opera House, and it was an imperial nomination, so he had to become Catholic because it was not allowed to be Jewish in this time. And so both had already during their life the conflict with anti-Semitism, with hatred in these times, and so it's significant for us and to bring this music, and both of them were forbidden then during the regime of the Nazis in the German Reich, in the Third Reich. And so I think it's an important thing to present both these composers, not only for the 200th anniversary of Mendelssohn this year and next year, the Jubilee of Mahler, but that's not the most important point.
It's also a concert aimed particularly at young people, isn't it? Helping them to remember what happened so that such horrors will never happen again.
The orchestra itself is significant because the orchestra is composed by 10 different nations, young people from different nations coming together, and all these nations were part of the World War, Second World War. All of them, the parents, the grandparents, were on the battlefields, and now they are doing music together. And they are doing the rehearsals together, to live together, eat together, make jokes together, and be very serious also with the music. So I think that's a huge sign for the world that 10 different nations, or sometimes the orchestra is different every year, up to 50 nations come together to do such things only 70 years after the World War started.
This is an orchestra, then, that plays all the year round in different locations?
No, it's a special orchestra. They come in together once a year for a period of rehearsals, and then they have a tour of concerts. it's normally 3 weeks a year because they're coming together from the whole world. And so every year the orchestra changes also because they are chosen among the best of their country by a jury, and so they change every year.
We also have the ambassador, the German ambassador to the Holy See, involved in the organization of this. How much echo does something like this have in Germany itself?
That depends a lot on the media, that I must say, because the German public will know it only via the media, that's clear. But I think it's very known and very also feel the responsibility of the German people to remember the horrible things happened by the Germans, and also to remember the steps we made to overcome these sentiments and these things, and to bring it to a broader audience that Germany now has another role and wants to play another role in the world and the family of the nations in the world. And for that reason, the German ambassador immediately accepted to be co-organizer of the concert, also to underline the necessity of that Germany take the responsibility. And it was placed during the time of the African Synod, especially also for giving a sign that a lot of wars and conflicts in Africa are based and caused by European history, colonialism, doing all these countries and nations with new borders which doesn't exist before, and so the tribal situation was not taken in consideration, then the resources of Africa, Europe, and in the meantime also the United States and China and Asia are taken from Africa. Then, especially with the Second World War and the two blocs afterwards, East and West, a lot of conflicts were imported or exported in Africa as substitute conflicts for the two blocs. So the Second World War and the outcoming of the Second World War also interested very much Africa. So it's also a sign that we recognize these things, and we can also in the same time help, because we had the chance to overcome our conflicts in Europe and in the Western world by dialogue, by friendship, by trust and in each other. So all these dimensions are taking part in this concert also.
Thanks there to Father Oliver Lahl from the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity, one of the organisers of the concert on Thursday in the Auditorium Conciliazione. And don't forget, for full details of the synod and interviews with many of the participants, you can check out our website anytime, www.vaticanradio.org/English.